This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We have all these head coaches available. What about Bill Belichick? We'll discuss that a little bit later on. But Tiki is back, and Tiki said something to Sean and I the other day when John Harbaugh was removed as head coach of the Baltimore Ravens that I found fascinating.
Which is?
You said, and if I'm quoting you wrong, slap me across the face, that to you, Tiki Barber, Giants legend, influential voice in the Giants community, you prefer Kevin Stefanski over John Harbaugh.
I do prefer Kevin Stefanski, and part of it is because he's an offensive coach and quarterback coach back in his early days with Minnesota. He obviously won Coach of the Year twice, one in his first year, and he won 11 games, won it again a couple years later, also won 11 games. But, you know, the worry, if you're going to push against Kevin Stefanski, is it those intermittent years, so 2 years after that first Coach of the Year, 2 years after the second Coach of the Year, some 500 records and inferior production from the team. But there's something I like about Kevin Stefanski when it comes to continuing to develop Jackson Dart. And continuing to build a staff that is going to get great defensive production. And, I mean, just think about his defensive coordinator and what his defensive coordinator has produced this year. You're going to get the defensive player of the year and Myles Garrett, obviously with the Cleveland Browns, with 23 sacks that he had on the season. They're likely to get the defensive rookie of the year, Carson Swesinger, who was an off-ball linebacker who was fantastic this year. And I feel like that's the biggest part for me. Head coach, John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, Antonio Pierce, any of those ones that Raheem Morris, right. Any of those guys you want to throw out there, fantastic. It's what you do with your staff that makes me most interested in you. Because Kevin Stefanski or John Harbaugh, they can't coach everybody.
No. It's about building a staff.
It's about building a great staff and motivating them to get everybody on the same page. Well, and so I like Kevin Stefanski. By the way, I like John Harbaugh, too.
I understand.
It's not like I'm saying John Harbaugh is disqualified for me. That's not what I'm saying at all, because I think he's a fantastic coach. He's been a fantastic leader for 18 years in Baltimore. He's had so much continuity. They promoted and advanced from within over and over and over again. So that just tells you the depth of talent he surrounds himself with. There's something about Kevin Stefanski that's really intriguing to me.
Well, couple of things. Number one, I'm a big, what has the biggest bust factor? Kevin Stefanski has a bigger bust factor.
Right.
He's already had more sub-500 seasons than John Harbaugh's had in his entire career. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two.
Part of that is circumstance, by the way.
I get it.
Cleveland Browns are a horrible organization.
But it's on his resume.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's a part of his resume. And right now, no offense, like, the Giants aren't that much different than the Cleveland Browns. At least for the last half a decade. I'm not talking about of all time.
Well, at least he's familiar with it then and can figure out a better way to do it.
But you just made an excuse for the 3 or 4 sub-500 seasons, yes, by saying, well, it's the organization. I want someone who's bust-proof.
I mean, think about his quarterbacks, dude. It was Dylan. He went into this season with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, who's a knucklehead, and so much so that he forced himself out of the first round all the way to the fifth, sixth, wherever he got drafted. And that's what he went into this year with. I mean, the fact that they were even competitive for a lot of this year is a testament to him.
The other thing is John Harbaugh's coordinator history, because you've made this point a lot, even before John became available, which is it's about building a staff.
Yeah.
One of the most important things is building a staff. Rex Ryan, Chuck Pagano, Wink Martindale, Mike McDonald, who may be the best coach on the planet
these days. I give that to his brother, by the way.
Oh, come on.
I give it to Jim.
You give what to Jim? This is John's history of defensive coordinators. Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
He's got it. Here's the thing about John Harbaugh, and I'm not trying to make him out to be Vince Lombardi. His entire track record is success.
100%.
And so to me, and I'm not arguing that Kevin Stefanski can't have success here. I'm sure he can. What I'm arguing is at this point in history with this franchise, with as down as they've been, I need the surest thing.
Right.
The way I phrased it to Sean the other day is I want the guy with the least possibility of busting. Well, and John Harbaugh supplies that to me over Kevin Stefanski.
Here is the worry with John Harbaugh.
Yeah, so what
is
the worry?
He's not old. No. But he is taking a week off.
Yep.
He's not going to do any interviews. There could be a chance. Remember the conversation we had about Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
This was in the afternoon, but I'll reiterate it here in the midday. People want Mike Tomlin, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Cleveland, whoever. You would want Mike Tomlin. I honestly believe Mike Tomlin might say, when it's all said and done with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm good, man. I'm going to go take a job in TV. I'm going to go sit on a beach in the south of France for a year or whatever it is. And if I ever feel like getting, he's 53 years old. If I ever feel like getting back into it, I have time.
And his value will only go up.
100%. Mm-hmm. It's just like Bill Cowher.
Yep.
He was never coming back, but he left it. Everybody desired him.
I almost believe
like a decade.
The further along you are away from coaching, the more your value goes up.
So my fear with John Harbaugh is that he's done this for a really long time. He's a decade older than Mike Tomlin.
63.
He's 63. He says, look, I'm going to chill for a week before I even start thinking about doing any of these interviews. What happens if he chills for a week and it's like the passion's not there?
Mm-hmm.
Like this has been a long career. I mean, 40 something years of coaching. It's a lot of a grind. And so I worry about the burnout. Now, if I hear from him next week and it's like, I'm all in, I'm down, I'm excited, I can't wait to get back into this thing, and I got this guy who wants to come with me, and this guy who comes, then I'll change my thought process.
Hold on, I want to clarify something.
I know this with Kevin Stefanski, who's still in his 40s, that he still feels like he has something to prove.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's not about the personality, the person in any way. It's about the fire that's inside of them. And I know Kevin Stefanski has that fire.
That's what I want to clarify here. So your worry about John, because it is absolutely possible. And if you're just tuning in, yes, John Harbaugh is not going to take interviews this week. That's the latest reporting. And then next week, he'll begin to take interviews. It is absolutely a possibility that two things could happen, both not good for the Giants. And we talked about one yesterday, which is the idea that there are new coaching vacancies, that the Buffalo Bills fire Sean McDermott.
Right.
Yesterday, the show ended with Sean declaring he is going to root for the Eagles this weekend and will root for the Eagles until John Harbaugh accepts the Giant job because he is legitimately fearful that the Eagles lose. They fire Nick Sirianni. They hire John Harbaugh. That's Sean yesterday. And I respect
Fly, Eagles, fly, Ev.
I respect that. So we've all talked.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Made the playoffs every year of his tenure as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And they still want to get rid of him.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Because
NFL.
Fair or not, as good as Nick Sirianni's track record is, fair or not, none of us view him as this elite level head coach.
No, it's true.
And I know
he's got a Super Bowl championship.
He's been to two Super Bowls. I know. So it is absolutely on the table, as we discussed yesterday, that John just takes another job.
Yeah.
I even brought up the Cleveland Browns because of his history in Cleveland, of his parents honeymooning at a Browns game.
Like, right.
All of that's legitimate, and it's on the table. I will not tell you it's a slam dunk he's picking the Giants. You bring up the idea he may just say, I want a year off.
Yeah.
When you talk about the lack of fire, are you talking about it in terms of the fear of him taking a year off, or are you talking about it in terms of him taking the job but not being John Harbaugh?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's interesting.
And so, look, I have no proof that that would be the case, but it's been a... He goes to Baltimore, and it's almost immediate he starts to have success. They have so much talent on that team. And you think, I mean, look, they were what was it, 18 years? So they were 4 or 5 years removed from winning the Super Bowl.
2000, so it was right? 8 years removed.
So 8 years removed from winning the Super Bowl. They have a good, you know, core of players. He takes over, and they're good right away. And he just kind of grinds this thing into one of the most consistent franchises in very different iterations. Like, you go from the Joe Flacco era to the Lamar Jackson era, kind of seamlessly.
Yeah.
And they're constantly relevant. And now you're coming to the Giants. There's talent here. That's why it's, next to the Ravens, interestingly, probably the most attractive job that's available right now because of the talent. But the history of losing has been, it's a decade. And so if you're John Harbaugh coming to try to fix this thing, it's not, oh yeah, there's this history that was just immediate and we have all this success and we can just build upon that and make it sustainable. It's, I got to remake the culture. And that's a grind, man.
Yeah.
It's a grind that is daunting, and I need somebody who is so committed to being great that I think John ultimately might come to that, but I need to hear him say that.
Yeah, the my stereotype for why I believe John would still have that passion is just the fact that he didn't leave us on his own. He got fired after having relative success the last couple of years. And B, he's at the gym at 5 a.m. He's doing squats. He speaks like a guy who still has it.
Okay, so tell us that. I need to hear it. That's all. It's as simple as that, dude. And I know Stefanski has it because he failed out of Cleveland.
Right.
It's not like he successed his way out of Cleveland. He failed out of Cleveland. And we know he's a good coach because he has two coaches of the years on his resume. But it clearly didn't end like he thought it would or should. And it wasn't all his fault, but you can feel the fire still in him.
Now, as far as John Harbaugh's interest in the New York Giants, there's been a lot of reporting over the last few days. Here's the latest from Diana Russini in terms of the Giants' interest in John Harbaugh, which I think is obvious.
Yep.
And John Harbaugh's interest in the New York Giants.
From what I understand, Harbaugh really likes the Giants. They really like him. There's going to be a meeting, an interview set up. They're hoping for the weekend, if not early next week, to get him in the building. Because they're basically clearing the decks like, we got Stefanski, now let's get him here.
It sounds like the Giants view Harbaugh as one and Stefanski as two. You, Tiki Barber, view Stefanski as one and Harbaugh as two.
Yeah, I mean, it's We're talking about 1A and 1B, and it could be interchanged. It doesn't even matter.
You're happy with either.
I'm absolutely. By the way, I called some games with the Baltimore Ravens. I love the way that John Harbaugh runs an organization. There is consistency. There is purpose. There's meaning. He's not talking to the player or even the staff or the media in any kind of condescending way. It's refreshing when you think about it, when you've seen some other places around the league. And so I think he'd be phenomenal. I just got to know he wants to do it.
Okay, so you're in the room. And by the way, Tiki should be in the room because I'm hearing all these other organizations are bringing in like, hey. Right,
but the Lions did.
Yeah, the Lions did it. I mean, Miami's out. Was it Miami? Who's asking Troy Aikman to help them out? I totally forgot.
Miami.
Okay, yeah. I got that right. Obviously, Tom Brady owns a part of the Raiders. So let's say you're in the room.
That's weird, by the way.
Of course it's weird.
Why the heck is Steve Ross turning to Troy Aikman?
Where's Dan Marino?
Well, he's there. I mean, he's already there. So Troy and Dan are going to collaborate?
But it's weird because you're bringing in a legend from somewhere else.
I know.
Like, how is that helping? Like, if I'm a Jet fan and they bring in Tiki Barber to help with the search, I mean, I love you, bro, but I'd be like, why is Tiki Barber here?
Because I live in Florham Park.
That's true.
It's just right down the road.
That's true. Breece Hall's your favorite player, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. You got to keep him no matter what.
No doubt. But if you're in the meeting, you're in the room, and John Harbaugh is talking to John Mara, he's talking to Tish, he's talking to Joe Shane, he's talking to you, he's talking to Strahan, and he says, hey, do me a favor, Joe Shane, leave the room. The adults need to speak.
Stop.
And Joe leaves the room and he says, look, Joe Shane's he's a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking this job unless you let me bring my general manager. Ernie
DeCosta's not coming.
Well, my general manager in terms of a guy I want to bring.
Right.
Obviously not my current general manager.
He's been linked to Chad Alexander, the Chargers guy, who's interviewing Miami.
Who's got a connection to his brother, Jim.
Yep.
Would that, because Stefanski's not doing that. He's just not. I don't even think Mike McCarthy's doing that.
No.
What is your response?
Yeah, there's two guys that would do it. Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh.
And they have the authority and the gravitas to do it. So now John Mara looks at you and says, Teague, what should I do? I've already decided to bring Joe Shane back. I even wrote the whole letter explaining why Joe Shane should come back. Should I remove him because that's what John Harbaugh wants? Or do I tell John, sorry, we're going in a different direction? How do you handle that?
You know, it depends on how insistent he is. And by the way, I don't think John is that kind of guy. It's an interesting hypothetical. I'd bring Joe back in the room.
Say it to my face.
No, just explain it to me and explain it to Joe. Because we're committed to Joe.
I'm going to be John Harbaugh for a second. You're right. I'm going to explain it to you. Joe, I think you've done a nice job here. I've got no issue
done
with
you. A fantastic job.
Well,
they got two potential rookie of the year candidates. And I know, by the way, this is just an aside.
Yeah.
All those Giant fans who were hating on Abdul Carter, just go look at what the rest of the league thinks about Abdul Carter, who led the league in fast pressures, quick pressures, which is 2 seconds. He's 10th or 11th. No, he's 11th in total pressures. Like, we look at him.
That's hard to believe.
It really is. But we look at it. Remember earlier in the year when I kept saying, Abdul Carter is affecting these games. It's not showing up in statistics. He doesn't have the sack totals that say he's an elite player, but he's playing elite football. Now, that when Mike Kafka took over, those two instances where he got benched for a series and then benched for a quarter, I think it truly turned him into what we need him to be going forward.
Oh, I think he played that way.
100%. But what I'm saying is that all season long, he had a fantastic year.
Okay.
So, by the way, I only say that because when you talk about Joe Shane, Jackson Dart's not going to win Rookie of the Year because he only started 12 games and missed one. And Giants didn't win enough. But he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter is also in that conversation.
Well, you're
Malik
asking.
Malik Nabers was in that conversation.
You're asking.
And so when we're talking about what Joe Shane has done, let's take the facts correctly.
Okay, Evan Neal, Deontay Banks.
Evan Neal was an early mistake. Deontay Banks, you already know my stance on him. I think he's an unbelievable athlete. He's not going to be here for him, but I think he might go someplace else.
Oh, you gave Darius Slayton a multi-year contract.
Yeah, I mean, that was a mistake, but it is what it is.
No, but my point is,
from re-signing Wandale Robinson, potentially.
If Joe Shane or John Mara fights back with me, I'm John Harbaugh in this interview, and say, oh, no, he's done a fantastic job, I'm going to fight back with you.
Yeah.
Point is, he doesn't think he did a fantastic job.
I think if Joe is in that room, because you have to have him in the room.
He's going to be in the room initially,
if he's in the room, I'm talking about if John Harbaugh says, I don't want Joe Shane, then Joe Shane needs to be in the room. And then you have that conversation and let him defend himself, right? It's not on me. It's not on John Mara. It's on Joe Shane to defend his record and to explain it in a way that convinces John that he's wrong. John Harbaugh.
But don't you think John already has the edge because he is John Harbaugh?
Yes.
And doesn't he have the edge by just citing the win-loss record?
Of course.
And saying, look, you haven't won. But yes, you've done some good things.
But you still have to explain it.
Okay.
It can't be as you probably explain it to your children, as Sean does, as I do with my six.
Yeah.
Because I say so.
Right.
It can't be because I say so.
John can't say to, John Harbaugh can't say to the Maris.
John, why do you not want Joe? I don't know, because I say so.
Ultimately.
It doesn't work.
Ultimately.
Makes you think how ludicrous it is to say that to your kids.
Would you be uncomfortable removing Joe Shane if John Harbaugh says so?
No.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at dsw.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Knicks heading to Phoenix to play the Suns late tomorrow night.
Snapped the losing streak. Deuce McBride was awesome. In fact, Deuce McBride played the most minutes of anybody yesterday. But you could see it early on. They were spraying the basketball all over the place. The ball movement was back. A much better effort by the Knicks, beating a hot L.A. Clipper team. But the other thing that it is very important that we give this a few minutes, because our very own here at WFAN, Chris Carino, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets, was just announced as the National Sports Media Association New York Sportscaster of the Year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Chris.
Chris deserves it.
No
He's
doubt.
Awesome. And just to give you a perspective on the history of this award, Ian Eagle usually wins it every single year. Gary Cohen won it a year ago. Mm-hmm. Kenny Albert, the great Kenny Albert, won it 2 years ago. Mike Breen has won this award. This is a prestigious honor. It's the first time Chris has won it. He deserves it. Congratulations. And in honor of Chris Carino, as much as this pains me, because last night in Brooklyn was one of the wildest games of the year, if you didn't see it, the Nets took the lead on a bank three by Igor Joman and then lost it on a buzzer-beating bank three by Paolo Banchero. Mm-hmm. Let us hear how the New York State Broadcaster of the Year called it. Let's start it off with the play that made me jump out of my seat. Igor Joman with the banked go-ahead three.
Joman moving left, shoots a three, a banker, and it's gone! He banked it in with 3.6! Timeout magic! Are you kidding me?
That's my guy! And I thought we won!
Joman.
And then after giving a foul that they did not need to give, but I'm not going to bore you with Nets talk, here is the game winner, as called by the Broadcaster of the Year, Chris Carino.
Right near the net bench, near side, 2.1 to go now. Black inbounding. Powell guarding it, out top Banchero. Tightly covered, straight on three. Banked it in! It's scored! Paolo Banchero with a game winner of bank three at the horn.
Great call by Chris. That paid me a little bit, but great call by Chris.
And he showed no sign of disappointment in that happening.
Now, he's a pro, man.
Of course.
He is
absolutely a pro.
He is disappointed, but he's a pro.
It didn't sound like it.
Now, congratulations to Chris Carino, the National Sports Media Association Sportscaster of the Year. Let's go to Pat in Myrtle Beach. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Evan. Good morning, Evan. How are you?
We're good. What's up?
I agree with Sean. I think Sirianni's coaching for his job in Philly, there was like reports all season that something was just off.
Mm-hmm.
The new offensive coordinator. It is so Howie Roseman. He's not worried about whether Sirianni deserves to be fired. He's like playing way long game.
Right.
If he can upgrade, and if you look at the timeline, Howie Roseman joined the Eagles as an pro football intern in 2000, and they were overlapped at the Philadelphia for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
When, I don't know, Tiki would be able to
right.
say better, but you know, they're both kind of at the bottom level of the barrel in their respective positions.
100%. So, that was the Andy Reid era. You're right.
They are a major threat. He took over in Philadelphia as the special teams coordinator in 1998. And he kept that job until 2007 when they actually made him the defensive backs coach, with the thought being that would improve his chances of getting a head coaching job. He did that for 1 year before he took over as Ravens head coach. Our last caller's right. It is an absolute threat, and it's such a threat. And Teague, you know Sean. Right. The fact that he's singing Fly Eagles Fly and he's openly rooting for the Eagles, he is letting the world know
yes.
that's a threat.
No, absolutely it's a threat. I mean, it's the Eagles are very, look, we hate them up here because they're our rival, but the way that that organization has been run over the last, I don't know, 15 years, it's been one of the best in the business. And Howie Roseman, who we mentioned, who had to, I mean, he had to wait for his opportunity to put his real fingerprints on the team. Because don't forget, when Andy Reid was there, Andy Reid was the general manager.
Right.
When Chip Kelly was there, for whatever reason, Chip Kelly was making a lot of those decisions. And then after they moved on from Chip, Howie started to be able to do what Howie wanted to do. And we've seen what's transpired, right? Couple Super Bowl championships. They're constantly good. They dominated the division, even though they haven't won it all those years. And so I feel like if they were able to get one of their own, and John Harbaugh, why not?
It's
so unfair to Nick Sirianni.
But it's not about fairness.
Of course it's not, but he's done nothing but win.
He has the fifth highest winning percentage ever. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Point blank. And I'm going back to the 20s and including names like that. If you just want to use the Super Bowl era, it's the fourth greatest winning percentage of all time. And I'll take it a step further based on the history that...
And he still gets no credit. It's unbelievable.
I know.
It's unreal.
But you know what? Listen, you're as fair as they get.
Yeah.
Who's a better head coach? Who would you trust more with your organization, Nick Sirianni or John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh.
Okay. So that's it. But I'll take it a step further.
But here's the other thing. He's constantly changing coordinators.
I know.
Because Kevin Petula, who the last caller was referring to, probably is going to get fired.
Well, but he's also changing coordinators partially because of the success that the franchise had.
Right. Because they win and they Shane Steichen goes someplace else.
Right. And that's happened to John Harbaugh.
They win. Kevin, or what's his name? It's New Orleans. Why am I forgetting his name? Kellen Moore.
Yep.
It goes someplace else.
Right.
Right. So it's just success has really beat up the Eagles staff, yet they still win.
I said this the other day about John Harbaugh, and I relate this to Joe Girardi to bring in some baseball, that Joe Girardi got fired after the Yankees lost in the ALCS, which mm-hmm. showed you that he was getting fired no matter what. Right. It really didn't matter how far the Yankees went, he was going to get fired. I have that same feeling about John Harbaugh. We all make a big deal about the kick. Oh, the kick is what cost him the job? Not really.
No, I felt like it was time.
Yeah, it was probably time. I think with the Eagles, and this is the worry for Sean and everybody else, I don't think winning this weekend just ensures Sirianni's back. Like, I think even if they get to the title game and lose, it's possible that Howie Roseman, as cutthroat as he is, says, this is an upgrade.
Oh, yeah,
but I'm going to make the move.
But if you get to title weekend and the Giants haven't made a decision to head coaching search and Harbaugh is still available, yeah. then you know, and yeah. you better have moved on to Stefanski.
No, you're right, because it's the Giants have already fulfilled the Rooney Rule.
Correct.
Right? Antonio Pierce, Raheem Morris.
Yes.
Right? They've done a lot of
interviews. They're about to, because I think Antonio is interviewing tonight and
right.
tomorrow.
Right. And so the Giants can hire any time over the weekend. Or beyond.
Yeah, which is crazy to think they could do it that
so
quickly.
So think about it. We're 2 weeks away from Championship Sunday weekend. The Giants better have a hire, in my mind, by 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to do our official date predictions for when the Giants hire a head coach. So we'll do that in a few minutes. But let's get back to your calls. Gordo's in Connecticut. Hey, Gordo.
Hey, guys. Great conversation. The issue with Stefanski, he lost a lot of people's respect this year by the way he handled Shedeur Sanders. He sort of looked like he went out of his way to undermine the kid, And I think that hurt him across the country. People lost confidence in him, even among his team. And I think he hurt his team by the way he handled Sanders.
No, you're right. In some ways, I can see that. But Shedeur Sanders is such an interesting case. And appreciate your call, Gordo, because he clearly has talent. And you saw it in some of the games that he played at the end of the season. But there's also a risk at rewarding a guy who doesn't necessarily care about your process.
Mm.
Let's go.
Tell me Kyle Tucker's a Met.
This ties into directly what we're talking about.
Ah, damn it.
I know.
It's football time. Get that baseball nonsense out of your brain.
Well, I assume a move will happen at some point. Go ahead.
The Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel.
Ah.
See, this is what happens when you bring in a Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman comes in and says, I'm getting rid of him. Now, do you guys think this is related to John Harbaugh, that the Dolphins did their back-channel discussions? Because Stephen Ross is known to do that. They've heard there's a level of interest from John. And so because they then have to go through a process of interviewing, does this mean you guys should be threatened by the Miami Dolphins?
100%.
And by the way,
every new job that opens, the Giants should be threatened.
But do you look at the Dolphins as a bigger threat considering what they have on their roster? Who's their quarterback?
Quinn Ewers?
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, the kid played well.
Yeah, but that's more appealing than Jackson Dart?
Of course not.
Unless you want to just tell me it's the state of Florida.
But the state of Florida?
Yeah, it
with
sucks.
With its lack of with the income tax?
I
and it's beautiful weather year-round?
All right, Boomer.
Getting to play the Jets twice a year?
Exactly. For a guy who's 63 years old and in 8 years might want to just say, all right, I'm good, man. I'm tired.
Yes.
I got my beautiful home down here in Coral Gables, wherever the hell he's going to go live. Yes, it's a threat.
Is it a threat, Sean?
Of course it's a threat.
And it's Steve Ross.
They just finished off or got to their finalists of four general managers that they're about to hire, and one of them is that guy I mentioned, Chad Alexander, who has ties to the Harbaughs.
Oh, God. He's going to Miami.
Yeah, you're telling me they get down to these four finalists
what?
And they're not conversation?
He's going to Miami.
Well, hold on.
Don't you just feel it?
No, not really. Nor do I want that to happen. Like, I'm with you guys. I don't want John Harbaugh in Miami. Mm. Get him to the Giants already. Jeez. All right, so now we've got ourselves. I'm writing this down. I have this a running
list. That's number nine?
That is number nine. It's also the fifth team in the AFC. Wait, I think I'm off. I think it's eight teams.
Eight teams.
Yeah.
Right, oh, seven. Right.
I got five in the AFC, Cleveland, Vegas, Tennessee, Baltimore, Miami, and I got three in the NFC, the Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants, and the Atlanta Falcons. So that is breaking news, as Sean just broke the glass on, Mike McDaniels, who now is available as an offensive coordinator.
Right. No S, right? Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, if you're listening. You want to bring him in as the experienced OC to nurture a young quarterback. I am not against it.
He is a good mind.
Absolutely.
Football mind.
Well, part of this coaching
he's
cycle.
He's odd, but it doesn't matter.
No.
As long as he's authentic.
He is. And what's interesting about this coaching cycle is Brian Daboll and Coach McDaniel are both very appealing OCs.
Of course.
So for teams that are looking for an offensive coordinator, and right now the Jets aren't because Tanner Engstrand is currently, for now, the OC, even though it feels like Aaron Glenn is open to making more coaching changes, not only is this a great list of head coaching candidates, it is a very impressive list of OC candidates. Real quick, before we get back to your calls, do you guys have an interest in Mike McDaniel as your next head coach?
No.
Okay.
And that answer would have been different a month ago before Stefanski and Harbaugh were available.
Really? You'd have been more drawn in by McDaniel?
I wouldn't have put my stamp behind it, but I could have gotten there. I'm not getting there with these two guys available.
He is so innovative in how he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I look at his offenses, and it's impressive.
You're going to talk yourself into it, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But
I would like?
I would love to see Jackson Dart learn from a guy like that.
I would just like one.
Because he's so nerdy, like so X and O detailed, and it's got to be precise,
mm-hmm.
like precision, intent is so important, I think, when you're developing young quarterback. It's why Tua had so much success early in his career.
True.
It was Mike McDaniel. And so, obviously, Tua is limited, and he ultimately got benched at the end of the season. But, no, I'm not going to talk myself into it. Maybe as an OC, but I'm not talking myself into Mike McDaniel as the head coach in the New York Giants.
The only thing I'd sign up for is, if they're going to have a three-game losing streak, getting him with a press conference where Pat Leonard gets three questions in a row and he's doing that.
That would be entertaining.
Right.
Let's go to Frank in Tuxedo. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I'm going to put a different perspective on this Stefanski, this Stefanski-Harbaugh situation. To me, and we talk about it on the station all the time, coordinators, coaching, most important in football. So I'm going to give you my answer. If I had to choose between Harborough and Stefanski just on a one-on-one basis,
yeah,
I give the edge to Harborough. But the Giants need a defensive coordinator. If you give me the choice of Stefanski and Jim Schwartz as opposed to Zach Orr and Harborough,
yeah,
I'm taking Stefanski.
But you know what's not fair about that? Zach Orr is his most recent DC.
Yeah.
I went through the list of other DCs he's had, including one of the best coaches in the sport right now in Mike McDonald, and Rex Ryan, who obviously I have a personal affection to, who's only 1 year, and he inherited Rex, if memory serves correct. So
he did.
I know that's not
maybe
the best.
Rex was there with, you know, before him.
And even though Dean Pease was very good, too.
Dean Pease was there for a long time. Wink Martindale was there. I know they had a breakup. Like, John's got a history of some pretty good DCs.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's not bad.
You're right, but those DCs are from a different era. Wink is a different era DC. Dean Pease certainly is a
Isn't
different
era. Isn't Jim Schwartz in a lot of ways
Jim
a different
Schwartz
era?
Is the example.
Yeah.
Is the other example, because different era, but modern. Right, their defense is innovative and it's impactful. Only reason Cleveland was somewhat successful this year was because their defense was so damn good. Their offense was a dumpster fire. So you're right. If you're taking the staffs as they currently exist, and that's your criteria, you're taking Kevin Stefanski.
DJ is in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Good morning, DJ.
What's going on, Evan Tiki?
What's up, man?
What's up? Tiki, real fast, I ran into you Monday night, the Packers game against DeVito.
Oh, yes.
Took a picture on the elevator.
Oh, that's right.
It was funny. You actually...
That's the one of the ones I stayed. I very rarely stayed for games. That was the one I stayed for.
I told you I was a big Giants and Mets fan. You actually broke the news to me that from your Mets fan group chat.
Yes.
That that Mauricio tore his ACL.
Yes. That's right.
Are you sure? Gave me bad news, but
that's right.
You gave him that information.
Of course.
That's
I'm all in on the Mets chat, plus Chad, plus Tiki.
I was a couple beers deep, and I was like, "Ah, Tiki, what are you doing to me before Giant game?"
I know, but the Giants won, so it's all good.
They did. Listen, I don't know if anybody's really talked about it, but, you know, when Lamar came out of Louisville, he was a crazy running quarterback. And... Sorry, I'm walking a dog.
That's all right.
And nowadays, you know, in the beginning of the year, everybody was complaining about Dart running too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harbaugh actually helped Lamar, you know, slow down the running. If you think about it, you know, he still had a lot of injuries, but they're a winning team. That might help a little bit, you know?
Well, I think the details, and appreciate your call, the details that John Harbaugh instills, and that's obviously because of his own philosophies, but it's also because of the coordinators that he's hired over the years. That's what matters. I mean, bringing in Todd Monken, what was that, 3 years ago, I believe it was, three seasons ago. It wasn't to, I don't want to say rein in Lamar, but it was to further develop Lamar. And Todd, who coached in college, won multiple national championships at the University of Georgia, but he'd been in the league before, so he was like that perfect mix of take a quarterback like Lamar and help him become.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
An MVP or an elite player. And so you give John credit because he identified the right guy to come fix, not fix, but like refine his QB.
Have you?
And so you trust John Harbaugh to do that. But who's he bringing with him?
Yeah, that's a good question. He probably wants to bring Todd Monken, considering that may have led to the exit in Baltimore. Have you noticed that the last two callers both pronounced John Harbaugh's name
Are we saying it wrong?
No, we're not. We're not. And if John Harbaugh or anybody of his family is listening to WFA and the Giant Station, callers, get it right. We don't want to divert this guy away from here saying we can't say his name. He's been a coach and his brother forever.
What was the pronunciation?
Okay, the first caller said Harbaugh.
Harbaugh, right.
That one's definitely wrong.
And then the last caller was Harbaugh.
I thought it was Harbaugh,
like a bow and arrow. Harbaugh.
Well, maybe he's, I don't know, Southern. He fights his accent.
Look, I understand fighting.
Hey man, give me that John Harbaugh. Harbaugh.
Okay, I could live with that. So you know what? Let Miami
stop prejudicing just because you don't know dialect from across the country.
Just
Sean.
Saying, every broadcast it's Harbaugh, it's Harbaugh, it's Harbaugh. Aww. I don't want to do anything to divert this guy away from here. Dude, get his name right.
Stop being anti-Southern, Sean. Here is more on the Dolphins situation. As Sean just told us with the glass breaking, the Dolphins decided to fire Coach Mike McDaniel. Diana Russini reports this, and this is very interesting in relation to the Giants. The Miami Dolphins have yet to reach out to John Harbaugh's representation. However, with Chad Alexander interviewing in person for the GM job and his close connections to John Harbaugh, this is one to watch.
Of course it is.
We mentioned Chad Alexander earlier as potentially one of the GMs he'd want to bring with him. Well, unlike the Giants, the Dolphins have a GM.
Well, this is exactly what happened. Not exactly, but similar to what happened last year with Gerard Mayo. Now, the circumstances are different because Mike McDaniel had been there for a minute. But as soon as the Patriots knew that Mike Vrabel was available, Gerard Mayo's days were numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're going to start seeing teams who are on that fence about whether or not to fire their coach, if they're going to fire him or not. If they get the perfect opportunity to hire a massive upgrade, you fire your coach. This is why over the weekend or over the last couple of days, when we started to fully get a list of who was fired and who was potentially going where, I sent you guys a list of where I thought teams who they would hire. Let me see if I have it.
Did you? I must have missed that message.
You missed this, but
he
I said
did.
I sent the list of where I thought everybody was going
to
go.
Aren't you supposed to save that for the air? Because that's our head coach bingo game we're going
to
play.
I was a couple drinks in reading it. I remember.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But so I had Stefanski going to the Giants.
Okay.
I had Mike McCarthy going to the Arizona Cardinals. I had Robert Saleh going to the Tennessee Titans.
I can see that.
Chris Shula going to the Baltimore Ravens. Jesse Minter going to the Browns. Brian Flores going in my dream team, going to the Raiders
right.
with Daves and Raheem Morris. And then Falcons, I had Joe Brady. But then I had another line below it, and it was the New York Jets.
Oh, come on.
Hiring John Harbaugh.
I mean,
why? Look, they're not firing Aaron Glenn. And I know it's complicated. You guys had Connor on. He talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
But when there is an opportunity,
I agree.
And you have a massive question about your head coach, shouldn't you go get the better head coach?
Tiki, it is not a question. Even as a supporter of Aaron Glenn coming back for year two, which I am, it is not a question on who I'd prefer or who any of us would have preferred.
Yes.
It's just so freaking unrealistic.
How? How? If the
Because he's not taking the Jet job, bro.
Evan, outside of weather, what roster-wise is attractive about going to the Miami Dolphins if Harbaugh goes there? What? Just because he can bring his GM, then fire Muji too. You are now, by being as, oh, he's not going to come here, not going to come here. The Jets could live in a world where John Harbaugh is coaching the Dolphins, the Bills are the Bills, and Vrabel and May are the Patriots.
I get it.
All because we got to hold on to Aaron Glenn for feelings?
But I didn't just say I'm holding on to Aaron.
That was my point.
Yeah.
But did I say anything in the last minute about holding on to him for feelings?
But then what makes the Dolphins more attractive than the Jets? What? The Jets have all these assets.
Sean.
Both teams don't have a quarterback.
You pick your moments to troll. And here, when you just need to be honest, you're not being honest.
But this isn't a troll.
It isn't a troll. I'm asking you why.
He's co-signing my thought.
I know. I'm asking him why.
And I'm not... This isn't troll for me.
No, I'm not saying...
I'm taking the new model that I think is coming into the NFL, that if your coach is borderline, like he's like, yeah, we're 50-50 whether we really like him, if we think he's going to be successful, someone comes available, right? Like, Mike Vrabel was available for the Pats. Sorry, Gerard Mayer, you're one and done. Aaron Glenn is kind of like, yeah, we don't know yet.
Tiki.
John Harbaugh is available.
Tiki, I'm going to say this quickly and without screaming.
Go ahead.
I'm going to use very few words to say it.
Let's hear it.
He's not taking the Jet job.
Why not?
Why would he?
Why would he take the Dolphin job?
What? I'm not talking about the Dolphins.
No.
I'm talking about the Jets.
But that's part of it.
He's not taking the Jet job. You know he's not. You know he's not.
I don't know he's not.
Tiki, why would he take the job? Why? Based on what?
The fact that you have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years?
That's going to be enough for him to take that job?
I don't know.
I don't see it.
Oh, well, so then you don't think he's taking the Dolphin job?
I haven't made my predictions yet. I'm still mad.
Okay, but that needs to be answered. If you don't think he's taking the Dolphin job, then I think your point's concrete. If you think he's taking the Dolphin job, then your Jet talk goes out the window.
See, here's the problem you're putting me in. I have had a lot of fun busting on Dolphin fans over the years how we have won a playoff game more recently than them, which is true.
Yes.
But over the last decade, the Dolphins have been more successful than us. They don't have the reputation of being the circus that the Jets are. Fair or not, it's just the reality. And so I just can't see a world, despite how unappealing the Dolphins may be, where he wants the Jet job. I don't see it. And all you guys are doing is trying to tease me into something that you know deep down has no shot of happening.
I'm not teasing you at all. I'm just saying this, to me, makes logical sense.
Okay, I agree with you. I want the Jets to hire John Harbaugh. Does that make everyone feel better?
Correct.
They're not going to. They're not going to be able to. So now we can move on with our lives. And the other thing is...
It's just a thought.
If John does go to Miami...
If it happens, you heard it here first.
Well, if it happens, I'm going to take my clothes off and dance. I mean, seriously.
Nice.
I think I'd be more excited about John Harbaugh coming to the Jets than I was Soto coming to the Mets, Durant going to the Nets, because I think there would be a hopelessness lifted, which I didn't necessarily have with those two other franchises,
right.
If that makes any sense.
Nor did you think it was possible.
Right.
Right.
I thought there was a chance Durant and Soto could come.
Oh, no, you knew there was a chance Soto was coming.
Yes, there was always a chance. But I don't see this happening. And I want to make this clear, because you hinted at it. It is an absolute disaster if John Harbaugh coaches the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And let me send this message to my dear friend in the afternoons, because I know Craig. Craig's a Jet fan, legitimately, but he's also a freaking troll. And now that he's working with a Giant fan, I know him. I know he wants John Harbaugh to not go to the Giants to see Big Mac squirm, and I respect the hell out of that. I do. But Craig, pettiness is not worth John Harbaugh with the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
As fun as it would be to watch Big Mac squirm. As fun as it would be for me to watch Sean squirm. I don't think Tiki would squirm at
I'm
all.
I'm not going to squirm. Yeah. I kind of want Stefanski.
Stop it. You'd squirm like the wormiest worm I've ever seen.
Now who's trolling? Because I'm good with Stefanski.
It is not worth it. That cheap little troll is not worth John Harbaugh in the AFC East coaching the Dolphins while the Bills have Josh Allen and the Patriots have Mike Vrabel and Drake May. No thank you. No thank you.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Rough. Let's go to Nico in, I don't know what town this is, so we'll just say hi to Nico. What's up, Nico?
Right. What's up, fellas? How's it going?
What town are you in? Wyandotte?
Wyandanch. Wyandanch, New York.
Wyandanch. All right. Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Listen, fellas, I just want to come on here, and I just want to tell you guys, Woody Johnson is the worst owner, and not just sports, out of any business in America. I would not want Woody Johnson running it.
I would agree with you. I mean, the results are the results. And like what Tiki always likes to say, and he's right, is, hey, he's making a lot of money, and I will never argue.
No, he's winning.
He's winning.
But he's not.
But in terms of success with a football team, he is the worst. And why, I've said it before, I know they have a promo with it now, the Jets are the worst franchise in all of sports. And it's not remotely close. John and Danbury. Hey, John.
Hey, John. What's up, dude?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. This whole Harbaugh thing, like, he's a great coach. I think it's hilarious that you guys are talking about, like, fire your coach. It's like, you know, the prime queen just got broken up with by the quarterback, and now everyone's like, oh, I'm going to break up with my girlfriend to try to get with it. And it's like, you got to be realistic about it, and I think, Evan, you're right.
Thank
like,
you.
He's not going to come to the Jets. But, you know, a few things. You know, the Giants need an adult in the room, and I think Harbaugh is an adult that can bring the Giants back to the success that they've had with Tom Coughlin. Nothing against them. Stefanski, like, he's a great coach. I think he's a great number two. But at the end of the day, like, he's got to be the guy. I'll take him, but give me Harbaugh and give me freaking McDaniels as the OC, and we're winning 10 Super Bowls.
I think 10 Super Bowls. Mm. I mean, let's pipe down for a second.
Right.
I think that...
That's McDaniel.
Yes.
Because... When you say McDaniels, I think of Josh McDaniels.
You know what confuses me nowadays? We're so used to talking about David Stearns.
Yeah.
I think of David Stern,
yeah.
The former commissioner of the NBA.
Yes.
I think he is, at least for me, represented my view on this, which is John Harbaugh is the guy you've been waiting for. John Harbaugh is the dream. I don't think Kevin Stefanski's a bad hire. I'm not arguing that. I just think there are pitfalls with him that don't exist with John. I think he is the surest
100%.
Thing John
Harbaugh,
you can bring
John Harbaugh is the Tom Coughlin. Right, he's the guy who is dead ass serious about what he's doing. You know, and John was right. He will be the adult in the room, and it will be no. I'm figuring this out. I'm gonna have fun with this. I'm gonna change my personality. He's gonna be who he is. He's uncompromising, and I think sometimes we've had this happen so many times with both of our teams as far as the coaches are concerned. They put on these stupid facades. Because they think they need to act a certain way to be the coach of the New York Giants or the coach of the New York Jets. And it just doesn't work. Eventually, players see through it. Hell, media sees through it almost immediately. And then they crush you.
Yeah.
And then they hate you because they know you're being fake. And so I think, John, you don't have to worry about that one iota. And by the way, I don't think you have to worry about it with Kevin Stefanski either. But it's different when you've had the track record that John Harbaugh has had. And I love John Harbaugh. Having called a couple of those games and watching how that organization has worked when he was there for the last 18 years, he's an awesome hire. I just need to know that he really has a fire to do it.
We will get back to your calls in a bit. 888-808-1019. When Joe Shane met the media earlier this week, it was something he said. It went unnoticed. I'm very curious what a former player like Tiki Barber thinks about the jab I believe Joe Shane took at the high-end part of his roster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.